Mount St. Helens, a different kind of heat.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
You know, volcanoes can certainly generate a lot of heat. With Mount St. Helens, I'm reminded of how things can also heat up when you discuss the controversial topic of the Earth's age. In 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupted, it left behind a canyon that was 1/40th the size of the Grand Canyon. A mudflow created this canyon in just a few days. You know, this challenged the evolutionist belief that canyons were formed by rivers slowly eroding the rock over millions of years. The eruption certainly created some controversy. Then things really stirred up when a book that presented a different view on the origin of the Grand Canyon made headlines all around the world. Evolutionists, including presidents of seven science societies, demanded the book be banned from canyon bookstores. And you know why? Because the book's contributors, including three from our ministry, rejected the evolutionist view that the canyon was carved by slow erosion of the Colorado River over millions of years. You know, the real debate really goes beyond geology. It's a worldview debate, Bible versus secular.
Have you seen a copy of our biblical worldview magazine called Answers? We'll send a sample copy in the mail to you for a gift of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and request a sample copy. 888-89-ANSWERS or on our website of answersoffer.org.